broadcasting from Dublin, Ireland. You're listening to Ireland's premier mixed martial arts show.
This is Mike Dolce.
Ian McCall. James Little Evil Pulver.
The Crippler Chris Levin.
Is your eye a favorite?
Johnny Hinder.
Frank the Legend Shamrock.
Buffer, your voice of the UFC Octagon. And now, we are live at Talking Ball.
Yeah, your mum's favorite podcast has returned to your ears in the city of New York. I am your host, Niall McGrath in New York, alongside my good partner in crime on a crazy fucking night in New York, I have to say.
Mental.
Crazy, crazy week. It's been crazy so far since we got here. Protests going on outside, literally right outside our hotel after Donald Trump was named United States President. I don't know what number president he was. You can't get
who
any of that sort
shit,
of shit.
Really, like,
but
yeah.
There's war outside going on, and obviously war is going to take place this weekend. In the Octagon, just down the road in Madison Square Garden. PT, okay, first of all, we're chatting away here. Great day today at the media. Scrums, all that, the whatever, Ultimate Media Day, I think they call it these days.
Ultimate.
Just your general thoughts, first time. I know you're very excited about getting to New York. Just your general thoughts, obviously, with the craziness as well. A bit of a mad time.
Yeah,
to be
no,
here.
It's mad. And do you know what? It was a bit like last night, I was out till 2 a.m. And I was trying to make Gary Johnson the lead man. I got interviewed by Israeli TV.
Yeah, I saw that. What was that going on?
Oh, it was so funny. They walked in because I was pissing off so many people in this bar down at Times Square because I kept on saying me and Paul Dollery and my mate Sans and Nathan Kelly from Air Sport were all telling everybody that, do you know when it shows up like 55% for the favours?
Yeah.
We were telling them that was depreciation. Like, we were telling them, no, that means that they're disfavoured.
So you were taking the piss out of Americans.
Yeah, and they went
That's
fucking
terrible.
Crazy.
We've had American listeners.
One guy told me I had a small dick. So I chased him down the round and asked him to show me.
I don't know that, but imagine you do.
Like, it's very flamboyant hands usually mean small dick, and I'm definitely flamboyant with the hands. But yeah, no, Conor looked amazing today, didn't he?
Yeah,
we're just talking about this.
Yeah, I said that to you a few minutes ago. I put up some of the videos that I did today, and Conor was obviously one of them. We put up the open workout video and looked really sharp, looked fit, looked muscular, looked healthy. And the one thing I noticed, and it's what Eddie said to me a couple of weeks ago on the show, a month ago, whatever we had on Eddie. Eddie said he thought the fight was going to finish like the Nate Diaz fight, that he was going to win in that regard. But did you notice at the end of it, Conor did that exactly to Owen Roddy?
Yeah.
Was there a statement in that, do you think?
I don't know, but I hear, I think I said this last week, Conor's jiu-jitsu was meant to be fucking flying at the moment.
Yeah.
I know, look, I'm talking to his teammates, but like I'm not talking to them in a way like it's an interview around. I'm just kind of shooting the shit with them, and it looks like it's incredible how much he's come on. What I think is strange is the fact that Eddie Alvarez didn't do any grappling today.
Yeah, none at all.
And he keeps on talking about he's going to stand with him. Is this a ploy to just switch it up then on fight night? Like, surely it's not a good idea for Eddie to fucking stand with Conor, play the game the way
no,
he wants
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly right. But another interesting thing, you know, I've thought this week, I still, you know, I am picking Eddie to win the fight, and I've said that last week on obviously the Sphere MMA podcast, but we look at Eddie and we see the black eye in Eddie's had all week. That says to me that they've been trying to test out that chin, and the big thing for Eddie, I think, in this fight is to really control his aggression when he gets hit and not start swinging those left hooks, the right hooks, the uppercuts recklessly like he's done in the past. So I think maybe they've been testing that out a little bit in training. Like, you know, really hard sparring sessions in relation to controlling his discipline when he's striking back.
Probably. And, you know, this is something like Eddie's not the kind of new wave of guys who don't, like, spar. That fella sparred, what was it, like 300 rounds or something before he fought Dos Anjos?
Crazy amount.
I think it was even more than that. But it was mad. I can remember hearing the number and just going, what? But he definitely likes to get rough in training. You know, he does have a good chin, but I think it's a seriously dangerous game to play against Conor and hope your chin stands up to it. You know, I think it's dangerous. I think he has plenty of other ways that you can win a lot more effectively.
Yeah, yeah. What ways do you think there are? Obviously, are the ways we talked about. Do you think, you know, he's going to go up against the cage, you know, look for the single, look for the double, get Conor to the deck, ground and pound him?
I think he needs to pat. Like, if he's going to stay on top, he can't stay in his guard. Conor's guard's pretty good. Like, we saw him sweeping Nate. With a tripod sweep in the first fight, and you know, I know it didn't go well from later on the ground, but I mean, I think Eddie needs to pass his guard and hold him in side control. You know, look for a mount, get past them legs, and that's where he could really be, like, that's a really effective way I think he could win if it goes to the ground. And obviously then we've seen what he's done up against the fence, the guys, like.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they're both way better options for him. But of course, trying to take down Connor is a different story. Like, it's not an easy thing to do.
Connor's, you know, how Connor's going to win this fight, I don't think it's rocket science. You know,
KO, yeah.
Yeah, you know. But what's Eddie got to do in relation to counter that and not, you know...
He's got to just not let him strike. You can't let him punch, so he needs to keep him up against the fence and he needs to, like, occupy his arms, make him kind of pummel for position rather than being able to throw punches. He just needs him constantly on the defensive, because when Connor gets on the attack, it's a fucking nightmare. You know what I mean? It's a nightmare for guys. And at 55, I'd say he's, like...
What do you expect Connor to do, though? Like, is he going to use those leg kicks we saw so effectively against Nate Diaz to try and keep that distance for Eddie not to shoot?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, and I talked to Keane Cowley. There's a great interview with Keane Cowley on Fightland I did with him. Really good interview. I've never interviewed Keane before, though. He's a really good interview. Yeah, he's really, really good. And, you know, them leg kicks that we saw, that was a completely different style, as he highlighted to me in that interview. Like, that was a different Connor. Like, it wasn't the explosive Connor. We can see that he's still kind of going into this cardio aspect of his kind of training now. So I wonder if he still has the explosion, you know, if he can still fight that way. I don't know if he's able to go from an endurance fighter, which he was against Diaz, to the same guy he used to be, where he's sparking everybody out.
Yeah. And I think the weight as well, we touched on that. Ding, 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 ding.
I'm touching you. Nobody can see it.
Fuck off, you wish. That's going to be an interesting issue. You know, 170 for 145, you never see him in the UFC at 155. But, you know, people are going to look back to the Buchinger fight, you know, hardcore fans of Conor, and go, oh, you know, he's going to pay steady.
Yeah.
But there is a harsh reality that we have to remember. Conor has never fought a world-class 55er at 155 pounds.
That's completely true, but I mean, we know Conor's world class now. Absolutely know Conor's world class, one of the best fighters in the world at the moment. But definitely, you're talking the difference between Butchinger and fucking Eddie Alvarez is quite significant.
Streets.
Even though Butchinger is a really capable fighter, I really like the guy, but Eddie Alvarez could arguably be one of the best 55ers ever, really, now when you think about it.
Oh, yeah, Bellator world champion, you know, he's fought Dream, Pride.
No, but listen, last four fights, he's bet the Bellator champion, he's bet the Strikeforce champion, he bet two former UFC champions, and the only guy he's lost to was Cowboy Cerrone, which was narrow.
That's true.
That's incredible. Like, that's really, like, I know Eddie's probably not the most marketable guy, he hasn't won that many people over, really, but I mean, you can't argue with it. You can't argue with that.
Yeah. But before we get back to obviously making, you know, our fight pick and selection for the week of the main event, I want to just get your thoughts on New York itself. It's been quite incredible for me, you know, being here the last couple of days. You know, you go into a pub, you go into a restaurant, wherever, there's signs literally up all over the place for this event. Are you surprised at that New York has taken to mixed martial arts as much as it has?
No, I think they've been starving for it. But I just think this week has been a bit of a bastard because of the election and all. I think it's like... I mean, today wasn't, by any means, a packed-out place there.
I think the time, you have to look at it as well, and what went on last night with the elections as well isn't going to help. But.
Yeah, all right, they have about 300,000 people marching down the street below. Surely fucking 1,000 people could have counted that. It was about 300 people.
Yeah, there wasn't. But I'm sure tomorrow will be different, no?
The presser, yeah.
The general hype, people seem to know that this event's taking place. There's a lot of pubs with the signs up and posters in. Around the place, so there's, and the price of the tickets, fucking hell,
what was the guy telling us at the Indian stand today?
56,000 a ringside seat was going for Saturday night.
I might just sell my press credential at 56 grand, man.
Do it, yeah. The UFC would be delighted with you, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Pizza's, but I mean, I'm sure anyone has 56,000 is going to look pretty nice. Just throw a laptop up in front of you.
We haven't really told anyone what we're going to talk about in the show today, but you know, we're in New York, obviously the fights and things like that. Shoot the breeze as we always do. But if you want to get in contact with us, we are on Twitter. I'm at NyanMcGrath4. He's at PT Carroll, at SevereMMA, and obviously at Talking Brawls on Twitter. Okay, let's talk about some of the other fights. You know, we look at it. It's a stacked card from top to bottom. Woodley,
what was he saying today in that fucking thing? What did he say at the end?
I'll whip your butt.
No, he was saying, Now, when I say, yeah, do you have my back?
It was like Jeremy.
You say, I have my back. And everybody in press row just looked at each other like, what the fuck?
What are you doing? Good luck with that, mate.
I liked, right? I know everyone hated it, but I liked the Tyrone Woodley that comes out and says, I want to fight Nick Diaz. That was fun.
Just do it randomly. Be yourself, not a force.
Let's not force people to say they have your back.
100%. It's ridiculous.
And then everybody loses their minds and one of them came out two seconds later.
He's just there like all those kicks and switch kicks and flip kicks, whatever the fuck they were.
Do you see how nice that guy is, like?
He is. He's a lovely guy.
It's incredible.
Guy.
And we always slag him because he doesn't drop F-bombs. And what's he say? He goes, he's talking out his butt.
He's talking out his butt.
I asked Ray Longo, I was like, does he ever drop F-bombs in training? He goes, I swear to God, I have never seen that guy say a negative thing in my life. He's like, he just smiles all the time. Like, he said he's sparring, smiling.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, I remember, not the last interview we did, I did an interview before, and it was on video. It's up on the YouTube.
I remember,
YouTube channel. And his dad came in, Ray came in. He goes, oh, there's my pops. And he goes, oh, I love him. And like, it was like the Waltons or something like that. Listen,
but what a great guy. Like.
What a guy, man. I wouldn't like to get in the cage with him, though. He's a ruthless,
do you think he'd have
assassin.
The same kind of thing as GSP had? Do you know, such a perfect champion nearly. Like, do you think, like, if he was a champion?
I think.
And it would look good compared to Conor. Yeah. Conor's, like, slagging people's wives and kids and stuff. They have a real wholesome
And I
guy.
Think it's going to happen. And I think he's that all-American sort of hero in the lines of sort of Chris Weidman a little bit as well. When Chris was obviously champion, they need a guy like that, the UFC. And, you know, they're going to get a guy, I don't think. And this is no disrespect to Tyrone Woodley. I just think Wonderboy, you know, looking at him today, man, no one in the world would be able to. I think, man, you know, in a few years, he might even go to middleweight.
Yeah, he could. You know, huge. He's really tall.
And really screw up that division as well. He's just insane. But before we get to that, Khabib Nurmagomedov, you had a good conversation with Michael Johnson, so did I today. That is a very calm and calculated and very cool Michael Johnson ahead of this fight. Are people underestimating this guy going into this fight? And, you know, we mentioned it last week, or maybe it was Tuesday in the Severe MMA pod, I'm not too sure. The fact Khabib has only had one fight really in sort of 2 years. You know, the Horcher fight.
There's something about Michael Johnson at the moment. You know, he's thinking rationally, like, and he's being really candid. Like, when I was talking to him, he was like, you know, even if I beat Khabib, I'm not getting the next title shot.
Yeah, I think he accepts it.
You know, he's just saying, no, I'm going to have to fight again. But if I beat Khabib, you know what I mean? Who's going to want to fight me? You know, like, it's going to be... And look, he has that power on his hands. He has that power on his hands. Khabib hasn't faced a guy like Michael Johnson in a long time. Darren Horcher is nowhere near him.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Johnson's comfortable now. I think he had maybe a chip on his shoulder when he fought Diaz.
Yeah, he used to be an angry man.
Yeah, no, but he's so chilled out. Really wholesome guy. Like, you know, he had a good bit of fun. Really nice fella. Shaking hands. I think I expected something different from him. I expected him to be
grumpy.
Well,
he used to be like that. I remember in Sweden and shit like that, you know, when he fought Reza Madadi and lost that fight, he was a hostile, kind of angry guy.
Yeah.
All these Ultimate Fighter sort of guys just tend to be that way for some reason. Talking at your butt, boy. Come on now. That's what he said. Okay. this fight, you know, it is an interesting one. It's, as we mentioned with Sean during the week, it is... the most entertaining and interesting fight probably on you know, the prelim card. Who wins it? Who gets it? Who gets the job done? You know, is Michael Johnson going
to
go in there and cause a shitstorm and mack up the division?
I have to. If I'm picking, I'm picking the Magomedov.
Khabib,
But
he looked like a Jedi today.
Yeah, I didn't go near him. He just didn't look like he wanted to talk to anyone. So I said, I went and talked to Ray Longo for about half an hour.
I'd have to go Khabib as well. I think obviously the grappling aspect is Sambo skills will be too much, you know, for anyone in that division, quite frankly. Johnson, I wouldn't rule him out 100%. You know, look what he did against Poirier, unbelievable knockout. Kid has really good power in his hands, and he's a decent wrestler as well. Does he need to let go maybe a little bit more?
He needs to do something for the Johnsons, because Gary Johnson lost yesterday, and it's just, we can't take another loss.
Okay, we have Frankie Edgar and Jeremy Stevens also as well. Frankie was really chilled out today, always is, in fairness to him. I didn't really want to go near Jeremy, because I felt sort of embarrassed for him still. Like, cringing a bit when I see him these days after what he said at the press conference.
Flow Combat released an article saying today that Jeremy says they do know who he is, so there you go.
Oh, do they? Oh, wow, that's a bit of a jive.
What the fuck is that?
Okay,
he says they do know.
Okay,
it's all lies.
All right, okay, so who have you got on that one? I Frankie all day, mate.
Yeah, Frankie, yeah. Yes. Jeremy could KO him though, but I mean, you'd have to go Frankie.
Yeah, too quick around the octagon. Jeremy not going to be able to make one solid connection to knock out Frankie.
I don't know, man. Like, I think Stevens has, I think Stevens is very good. Like, I think he's very good. I think people are underestimating him, but I do expect Frankie to get it done. It's kind of similar like the Johnson one. Not as much though. I don't kind of fancy Stevens as much to get the job done.
Yeah.
Have to see. Were you over talking to Belal Muhammad, the barn burner on the undercard? Did you go over and talk to them?
I didn't actually.
Oh, why not?
I didn't because I was getting stuck.
Oh, you weren't happy, weren't you?
What do you mean I wasn't happy? I was quite angry today. It was a little bit.
I wasn't that bad, actually.
No, I could have been a lot worse. I was getting a bit frustrated because some people, as per fucking usual, jumping the queues and you know, when you're trying to interview someone. It's very frustrating. I think the UFC could probably do something a little bit better.
Yeah. You know, I don't even play that shit anymore. I just walk around and talk to anyone.
So I actually started following your lead for once and like was sort of following you around because you were going to the right places. Still, listen, I got seven or eight interviews.
Oh, man, that's
up
seriously.
Anyway,
I mean, I have to say, the output you have at these things is unbelievable.
Thank you.
It really is.
Appreciate it. We got a good bit of stuff up anyway, so I'm happy with that. But I wanted to punch a few fuckers there. I'm not going to lie to you.
I looked over at you a few times, you were fuming. You were just standing there fuming.
Standing in the middle, and I went, fuck it. Deep breath.
I said to Elwani, I said, look at Noel there. He's in great form.
He fucking didn't as hell. I wasn't in fucking good form. Okay, all right. Misha Tate, Raquel Pennington. A fight I'm very much looking forward to. You know, I think this could be an upset here. I said it last week as well. I think Misha, her mind's a little bit away from...
This fight has kind of disappeared from
the
consciousness.
No one really wanted to talk to Misha either today.
I saw them facing off today and I went, oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fight. That's my fight.
But I think the quiet one in Raquel Pennington and her boxing skills, very good. Maybe doesn't have the knockout power.
Could be very Misha Tate to lose this fight.
100%, and I can see
that. And we said that before UFC 200 again.
Are we
calling it hashtag Misha Tate moment?
I'm saying hashtag Misha Tate moment. She's looking at Ronda Rousey already. She's thinking of other things. Bad situation.
No, come here.
She's been having problems with Caraway as well.
Oh, has she?
Yeah. Just rumours now. That's what I heard in the grapevine.
Yeah.
Apparently he wasn't there recently around or something. I don't know now. Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Where'd you get this one?
I don't know. Someone mentioned it there to me today.
One of
the media.
Whispers on press row.
Yeah, whispers on press row. Yeah.
Don't believe them all.
But
what's this thing I'm hearing about Diaz? Diaz is in town and everybody thinks he's going to call out Conor straight after this fight. A lot of people think that.
So that was my theory.
Yeah, I know, but you were talking about it last week.
Is Diaz in town?
Yes, he has a book signing tomorrow.
Where?
Not a book signing, a fucking whatever.
Why didn't we get invited to it?
What? It's in a place called Stout. We're Irish. They hate us.
Yeah.
Lazy the Savage has to help me out.
And I'll show you the email now if you want. About literally a week before McGregor Diaz was announced, the first one, I was in the process of organising an interview with Nate Diaz.
Who were you talking to? Lazy?
No, his manager, Mike Hogan.
Oh.
Very annoying.
Well, that would have been a great interview.
I know, yeah, but of course, the minute.
They don't like them interviews, them guys. But that's kind of part, the Diaz brothers, they don't really like doing interviews. Yeah. And it's part of their mystique, so I don't mind them.
No.
What do you think of Thiago Alves looking very skinny there today?
He was, and I'm not so sure it's a good matchup for him. Against a grinder. Like,
Jim Miller is a
grinder, motherfucker.
He's a bastard to fight.
I spoke with Jim as well. Did you speak with Jim?
No.
Today? I spoke with Jim.
I literally just spoke to Ray Longo and Michael Johnson.
Jim basically thinks there's going to be big problems with his gas tank stepping down.
I'd say so as well.
And
he was fucking huge.
Jim's laid off on the fucking red meat as well. He said he's way better than he's ever been in relation to his weight cut. And he did. He looked good, looked fit, looked healthy. And he's not the biggest lightweight in the world as well. So I really see this being... I'll tell you what it's going to be like.
It's going to be a barn burner.
No, it's not. I don't think at all. No, it's going to be a terrible fight, I think.
Really?
I think Alves is going to try and get off and finish him in the first... Miller will get hit once or twice, weather the storm and grind the fuck
choke
out of him and
out.
Win it. I'm probably changing my mind from what I did last week, but I reckon Miller's going
to... Yeah, I said Miller, didn't I? You used to when
just after seeing the guy say, you do see a lot more, you know, you see a lot
of
difference in fighters on fight
week. People forget that fucking Thiago Alves had a brain surgery,
Did he?
Yeah, they had to operate through his nose and all, so they wouldn't have, say when I had...
When was that? Recently?
It's why he took a massive break in his career and all. They had to operate through his fucking nose or something.
Did they keep on the queue, did they?
No. This was all out there. He just, So, I mean, I just don't like that. I don't like him fighting, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't like that shit either.
The old brain injury is close to my heart, so I don't... I don't like it, to be honest with you. But, What do you think ideally here? Like, when you look at the lightweight title picture, it's just a complete clusterfuck. And if Conor wins, it's going to be even more of a clusterfuck.
It is, 100%. And I think if Conor wins, as I said to you, I think that theory could be very close to coming
through.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and UFC, you did call this 2 months ago. Like, yeah, you called this pretty much straight after the last fight.
And the UFC have, as we've seen in the last 2 years, they've been doing the big fights, doing the super fights, because they had that problem when they planned them before in the past. None of them happened. So they're striking while the iron's hot, effectively. And I think they could very well do that. And I think Conor, you know, he'll take 6 months off anyway, 6-7 months
off. I hope he does.
He does.
I don't think he should have taken this fight so quickly.
He does deserve it.
And he knows his body better. No, he knows his body. So, I mean, fair play to him. But I think he needs some time off.
Yeah, and I think that could be your International Fight Week main events part three. Imagine the fucking hype you get behind that fight.
Yeah. Do we have to go back to Vegas, though?
No, probably. Maybe not, because...
Because Conor and the NSAC...
They could easily do it here. And the reason why they could do it here is because the new company, WIME-IMG, you know, there's rumours going to go to LA, you know, big media city here in New York, if it's still, you know, standing after what's going on outside there tonight.
Well, geez, they can't ban MMA because fucking lads are upset Trump got in.
Was Trump wasn't out. Oh, he is. He's a big Dana White fan, isn't he?
Well, that's what they think. Like, that's what everyone... That's the theory, that he's going to block the signing over of the Muhammad Ali Act and all, and happy days.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Dana was partying it. Were you on Fifth Avenue last night?
Were you not out with Dana, no?
No, he rang me. I was like, man, I'm fucking busy, man. Fuck off.
Yeah, Dana's...
Wrecking me head, man.
I was going to say something rude, but I better not, about Dana. But, okay.
Okay.
I don't even want to talk about fights anymore, do you?
What?
I don't even want to talk about fights.
I want to talk about your beautiful lips.
Peter, please, stop this. Stop this badness.
What do you think of Madison Square Garden?
It's slick, man.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's. I was in...
I was pissing off Helwani something fierce earlier because he's a big Knicks fan and he loves New York. He's the biggest New Yorker.
Well, he's from New York.
He's from Canada.
I know, but he lives in New York. He resides in Jerry Park.
And he goes, he was saying to me, he's like, how does it feel to be here? And I was like, same as Boston. He was like, hang on a second, man. Look at this place. Look at the roof and all. I was like, this is like asking Noel McGrath is Old Trafford the nicest place in the world. He's going to say yes. I said, 100%. I can't believe you. And he's there trying to show me these different things on the wall. He's showing me Billy Joel's jersey on the wall because he's played there 33 times or something.
Dollery's posting all sorts of random stuff here on his Twitter page. Where's Paul tonight? Okay.
I think everybody was going for that article, to be honest. I tried to pitch it 14 times or something today.
What is it?
The Trump thing kind of blocking the UFC glow.
All right.
Nobody fucking take mine.
Okay. Oh, I'm tired. Jeez, I've had fuck all sleep. But that's a nice picture you put up on Twitter, Petey. Why was Petey kicked out of a pub in Greenwich Village last night? That's one of the questions that's come in.
Well, I can explain. Well, I didn't actually get kicked out. He's lying about that. But, Greenwich Village. Maybe I did. No, I didn't.
What'd you do?
Oh, no, we were just going around telling everybody to vote for Gary Johnson and nobody was too happy with us.
Oh.
Like, it's like, there's, man, the people are ridiculously stupid, though. All they want on the sauce, talking absolute brown. One fella asked me to stop talking about Gary because I was going to sway the election. I swear to fucking God. Asked Dollery, he was like, hey, man, you're talking about Gary Johnson.
Serious?
He's going to take the votes off Hillary if you keep talking like this. I was on TV giving out shit about...
In Israeli TV, that's Israeli TV. Gold. You got to get a copy of that.
Oh, I don't know if he put it out or whatever, you know what I mean?
Probably the guy in the lift there, he was not very friendly.
Man, I have to say, for the most part, New York have been, like, the people are just amazing. You know, they really are.
The locals are. The two lads were chanting this evening there at the food stall. Lovely fellas, really hospitable.
And then this fucking strike just came back. The protests were like, what then?
Yeah, it's all the foreign media and they're all
in fairness to the boys. They took a fucking long time making your chicken biryani, man.
They actually forgot about it until I said to them, but your man gave me two free...
Samosas,
so I made up for.
Did you get vegetable or chicken?
Both. They gave me one of each. Oh, the chicken one was better.
I don't know. I just like vegetable.
Because you're a flamethrower. Okay.
Yeah. Elaine's coming over tomorrow and we're going to go and chop some blokes.
All right, okay, moving on. Okay, Pennington Tate. I'm going to go Rocky in this one. I think there's going to be a lot of upsets on Saturday.
Hashtag Misha Tate moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to hashtag Misha Tate moment as well.
There we go.
And if we get it right, let's see them hashtags being sent our way, please.
check out the Donald Cerrone interview today with me.
Interviewing him.
He's terrible. He's a nightmare. But he didn't actually understand a word I said.
Okay, I saw the tweet.
There was actually no point talking to him.
They can understand me real well.
I don't know what
that's weird. Like, even I think that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what
it is. Surprising, I'm probably a household name in America, like, and they've heard me a lot.
Are you going with Gaslam in that fight still? Why is this guy picking Cowboy seems very focused on Maya. Like, he's thinking about Maya an awful lot. He even mentioned it there again today.
I don't know. I think it's just a fucking bastard of a fight. Like, I just think it's a similar, I think it's similar to, like, Jim Miller. Like, it's just a hard, it's very hard to look good against Calvin Gastelum. Yeah. Who's looked good against Calvin Gastelum?
No.
You know, it is very hard to be impressive. That's why I was kind of, when Lawler was taken off the card, I was like, well, this isn't a good fight for Cerrone, because even if he wins, it's not going to be, like, spectacular. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be a grindy fight.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if he manages to do something spectacular against Gastelum, well, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just fancy Gastelum to get it done.
I'm going to go with Donald. I'm going to stick with Donald. I think his ability and what he's looked at welterweight has been really, really good. You know, look at that performance against Rick Story. Cool, calculated and destructive. And, you know, put everything together. Beautiful combinations. And got the finish.
Rick Story's one of them guys as well, in fairness, that makes you look bad.
Yeah,
so I mean,
yeah. Look at that Gunny fight. It was made Gunny look absolutely horrifically bad. I'm gonna go with Cerrone on that one. Weidman Romero. Weidman very philosophical today ahead of this fight. Obviously being in his home state. A lot of pressure on him. He's been working a lot with Mark Henry on his stand up. Ray Longo as well, who you were talking today, is obviously his head coach.
What a gentleman that Ray Longo is. He's a lovely, lovely
man.
We
must get him on
sometime. I just kind of saw him and I was like, geez, this would be a great interview, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe some others would pick it up.
It was weird. Did you not see that they had Weidman and Romero right beside each other today and no one else?
Yeah.
No one else was beside each other. It was a bit weird, I thought.
All the press around Weidman and about like a translator standing beside John Romero. Yeah, yeah.
Gay Jesus.
He's mental. I want to interview him.
Yeah, he scares me though.
Nice. But when he goes in a mad one, he goes proper evil. He goes into like a fucking... He's a lunatic.
Yeah. No, it's a scary looking guy. He had the glasses on today as well. Did he have the glasses on?
He did. Glasses have become a thing.
Scary. McGregor weren't. Does McGregor actually need glasses, or are they just for show? You know the big Jerry Adams ones he wears?
Of course they're for show. It's kind of McGregor.
All right, okay. I didn't actually know. No, but like sometimes obviously you can just get your eyes tested in there.
No, but like, I mean, everything Conor does is like to make you react. Like, that's it. Yeah. Like, he doesn't give a shite like what you think of it once you're thinking of it. You know what I mean? He wore the Notorious B.I.G.'s jumper yesterday from 1994. Like, he had like a version of it. Like,
fucking
he doesn't give
hell.
A shit. He pulls it off though. The fucker is actually a very stylish man. He really is.
He is. Yeah, listen, you love him or you loathe him, but.
But he's a stylish man.
At the end
man,
of the day,
he?
What a man. He pulls the crowds, puts bums on seats.
He does indeed.
Puts $56,000
bums
shaman,
on
the seats.
What a shaman. The basketball shot today. Like,
how did that go in? That ball must have been. Like, yeah,
John Morgan just goes to me and goes, I was totally expecting an air ball there.
Yeah,
I was
fucking
too.
Big time when it went in.
I'd say he's been down in the K Club practicing every day.
I'd say he fucking hasn't. His holy knew it would fucking go in. But fun stuff, obviously, at the workouts there.
Edo got a haircut, see that?
I didn't even notice Edo. Where was
he? Yeah, nobody did. Everyone thought he was gone. I was like, no, there he is with a haircut.
Whatever happened to, what's his face? Tom Egan. Tom used to always be in Connor's corner.
I don't know, man.
No, Tom's up in Boston now. And I was just wondering, I thought you might have known something. No. All right. Tom's working a lot with Team Alpha Male he was and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, moving on. Joanna and Carolina, great. In fairness, today now,
Joanna,
those two ladies. No, in fairness to both of them, don't go Joanna now and dismiss KK.
She was way better.
No, she fucking wasn't. They were both over hugging and kissing fans. It was brilliant. I thought it was really good. Their fans have come a long way.
Great, but Joanna's just there, man. Joanna's gonna beat her.
I really think there's something about Carolina in this fight that.
No, she's good. She's really good, but Joanna's better.
I don't know, man. I just think there's this desire.
I think Joanna's taking this bitch down.
I'm still gonna go. Listen, we've talked about her
Caroline. Like, you don't want to stand with her. Like, I mean, you don't want to stand with Joanna either.
Yeah.
But Gareth Davis actually made a good point to me earlier. A rare good point from Gareth.
Yeah.
But he said, he goes, yeah, she's gonna want to exchange. She's gonna want to strike with Joanna, and that's what's gonna kill her. Because she's going to come in confident in her hands, and then
possibly.
Joanna's going to start jabbing.
Possibly.
Mean, Albion.
But she can do that as well.
Can't she do it as well?
But I think, if you look at Carolina's fight, she's very accurate. She's a very, very accurate striker. She is, but is she?
Yeah, she's... to Demetrius Johnson, she is the most
dominant
champion.
Okay, maybe
I
just have a
UFC.
Good feeling about this fight.
She's the most dominant champion outside Demetrius Johnson. She's the most dominant champion in the UFC.
That's true. That is true. okay, we could go around circles.
We'll just pause this and fight each other and come back on in a second.
Yeah, that's good. All right, fucking guns. See you later. It's a great fight. I think it's brilliant for women's mixed martial arts in Europe as well, and around the world, being on such a big stage like this.
Polish were out for us there today as well.
It's really good to
meaning
see the
there
Poles.
Were four Polish people there.
Oh, Jesus, that's a bad burp. Sorry, pardon about that. That is Mr. Sam Adams there. Or
no,
not.
It's Goose.
Goose Island IPA.
Where's this from?
It's not Indian, I think.
Oh, is no, it's not. It's from Idaho.
Idaho. Okay. My own private Idaho, yeah. That film.
All the food over here is fucking beautiful.
Brilliant.
I got a Reuben the other day, because I've always seen people getting Reubens on TV and stuff.
What's that, the Thai stuff?
No, it's like a big sandwich. Wait, I'll have a picture of it.
What is it, like a fucking... it's like
Dave Fogarty just sent me a message just saying I'm hard.
Jesus, that's a bit weird. Dave's staying with me. I'm not looking forward to that later on.
He's gonna get all excited.
I'm hard. Jesus, no, Dave.
Look at that.
You're all right. Okay. Ooh,
that was kind of like the yolk you were gonna get when you were away and you never sent it home for me.
Oh yeah, it does. Pastrami. You know, it's supposed to be great cats. It's called Cats. It's one of the most famous.
Oh, you meant just eating cats? Like.
No. Famous pastrami bars in the States. Look here, hang on. I'll get it up here for you here. It looks fucking savage, Petey. Wait till you see this shit. You'll be fucking down there tomorrow, I guarantee. Look at this. Cats Delicatessen. Cats. There we go. It's
Where
called
it?
Cats. I just deleted the fucking thing. Hang on. Oh,
it's on Houston Street.
Look. Where's Houston Street?
No idea. Oh Jesus, they are thick slices.
It's world famous, like it's like the place in Cleveland,
like myself,
that I never got to fucking go to. Okay. Do you reckon Stephen Thompson destroys Woodley within two? A lot of people,
two new champions,
aren't rolling.
Two new champions.
Out.
Two new champions. And a Misha Tate moment. That's
for
what
the
I'd
whole
back.
Card.
That's what I'd back if I was if
for
I
the whole
triple.
Card.
Wonderboy, McGregor and Pennington.
And what about the... You just missing the strawweight title fight?
It's a... No, I'm saying two new champions, Joanna will keep her belt.
Okay.
That's
all
how
right.
That works. You know, if a champion defends a belt, she keeps it, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going...
Your bet? What would you go?
What would I go? If I want to make money, if you want to have a little £5 bet on the side, right?
All
right. I'd go Kowalskiewicz, Alvarez, Thompson. You get fuck all money on Thompson.
Don't go Thompson, yeah.
Weidman.
I wouldn't touch that. I think they're narrow.
Yeah, that is it. That's a terrible fight.
What about Johnson, Stevens, and Pennington as an underdog triple?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Pennington's probably one of the best.
I'd say she's the strongest underdog there, yeah.
Misha just looks... She just seems a bit out of sorts. And the fact she came out as well and said...
A bit out of sorts.
that she didn't remember any of the fight against Nunes. That's kind of worrying for me.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Not that long ago. Like.
Yeah, it's not that long ago as we talked about last week. Okay, what's our plan for the rest of the week? I'm going to speak with Mark Henry hopefully tomorrow.
Are you going to zap that into this or what are you going to do?
No, I'm not going to zap it into this. No. We'll release this now, later on. We're not having any guests this week. The fuckers can go fuck off. They can go to the website and have a look at the fucking interviews and stuff like that. SevereMMA.com. Have a look at the interviews, YouTube channel, all that shit.
We're going to try and do a live show or something.
We will on Friday night. I think Alex gets in tomorrow, Mr. Corby Sierra. So we're going to hook up with him potentially.
That handsome
and,
big man.
Yeah, and do a
that
live
big,
show. And
handsome
I think
man.
Your missus might join us on the show as well.
Yeah, fucking Alex is going to be there. She's not going anywhere near him. What am I going to do if he starts chanting now? Can't do what I'm doing. Here, Alex, come on, man. Please.
Imagine that. He's fucking, it'd be like a fucking, I don't know, someone strangling a duck.
Can you defend footlocks? Can you defend
Reds
footlocks?
But, no.
So we going to Pino's now, or what's the crack? Because we just discovered Mark.
I don't know.
Won't be there.
Yeah, now Mark is obviously very busy with Eddie and the four other fighters he has on the card.
He's looking
so.
Well, Mark, isn't he? Looks
yeah,
like he's
trimmed
a big
down. Dude. Yeah, he's looked like he's lost a bit of weight.
Yeah.
Looking well, so hopefully I'm looking forward to speaking tomorrow. Apparently I'm going to catch him up before or after the presser tomorrow, which takes place at 2 o'clock, or today probably in Ireland if you're listening.
Have a chat over a bottle of wine or something, will you?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, and I'm going to ask, can I take Caitlin's hand in marriage?
Weird.
Caitlin's hot. Is that my phone or yours? It's yours because you've so many friends. Okay. All right, Petey, before we get out of here, it's only obviously a quick show this week because we've loads of stuff coming and
are we doing the questions?
I'm gonna be get the questions up there and I don't know if we had any in the phone line because I haven't been able to check my phone line.
Let's all right, here we go. Right, here's the first question is from Dollery. We already answered
that one.
Fair play, Dollery, dickhead. If Khabib wins on Saturday, Should he or Ferguson fight the winner of the main event? We kind of touched on this earlier. We think it's a clusterfuck at lightweight if Conor wins the belt.
I think
it could be. It's gonna be I think both Khabib and Tony have justified getting a title fight, but it's the way it is now. It's messy, and I think you can tell that Khabib today is just pissed off because he knows.
Yeah, he knows. 100%.
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for him to take another fight though. If he wins against Johnson, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
Not at all. I don't think so either. Because he's only had two fights in 2 years. So
Will you ever engage in a footlock battle with Gavin Toynan? Gavin Toynan is an Irish champion. He trains at a gym. I don't know the guy. I've never met him.
He's been calling me out,
man.
Why?
He's a big lad, though.
Why has he been calling you? He just doesn't like it.
He probably can't win the trust of the group without beating me. You know what I mean? So
that's a bit weird, isn't it? Does he have insecurity issues?
He's very handsome, man.
Well, it doesn't mean he's not being security issues.
I hear his ears are. My mate Tomo told me his ears look like melted wellies. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Time to get them fucking syringed.
Yeah, well, look, Gavin.
It's only half eight.
I'm on a career break. I'm on a career break from Jiu Jitsu. I'm just fair boxing now. I'm just fair boxing. Just going down the field.
And robbing cars.
Robbing cars and fighting men.
And bullying people in the street corner. School kids, I hear now, you're taking their lunch money.
Nah, that's not true. That's not true.
What?
They give it to me. They don't want.
All right.
All right. What other questions do we have?
It's too late. We texted about 5 minutes
ago. About fucking 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Asher knows what's the heel hooks are coming. All right. That's Barber Jiu Jitsu. Who's that Barber Jiu Jitsu?
Barber Jiu Jitsu. Wayne Kavanagh. Friend. It's not Wayne Kavanagh.
What's his name?
Wayne Palmer.
Wayne Palmer. Sorry.
He has a fantastic barber shop in Donna Bay. Actually, he's really good. I've actually never got my hair cut off.
Why isn't he sponsor the podcast? Jesus. Free haircuts.
With that fucking thing. That'll put him out of business, bringing you in there for the day. We have to close the shop.
Be there for a year.
Yeah, so go and get your haircut. If you're in North County, Dublin, go to Donna Bay and get your haircut off my buddy Wayne. Big handsome fucker.
Okay, Petey, before we get out of here, the guys can catch us on Twitter. I'm at OnMcGrath4. He's at Petey Carroll, at Severe MMA, at Talking Brawls. And Petey, what are we going to be waking up to on Sunday morning? Truthfully now, you know, what's your thoughts? You know, we're going to have two new world champions. You've just said three. What kind of fight? What are we going to be remembering and looking back on Sunday when we think of the UFC 205 card? Is it going to be memorable?
Oh, yeah, it's going to definitely be memorable. I mean, look at the fucking card. It's ridiculous. It's exhausting just looking at it. I think Conor's going to do it. He'll be making history. It's a historic event. I think the UFC will... I think they'll see a reason to put on more shows in New York.
Hopefully fight weeks, international fight weeks. I'd love to see.
Yeah, that'd be great. And Joe Callan was saying about the Barclay Card Arena where Frampton fought. Like, I'd love to do an event there as well.
Yeah, that's going to be happening anyway. Same, I know not.
It's going to be a brilliant stadium.
I've heard that. Yeah,
and it's really bigger. I think its capacity is more than Madison Square.
Is it? Yeah. That's out in Queens. Is it Brooklyn? Queens. Brooklyn. Wherever.
Brooklyn Nets. So I'm guessing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Conor McGregor world title.
Another one. Two. Number four.
It's going to be number four. I'm going to disagree. I think Mr. Alvarez
is going to get the job done. You've told us that every time.
I'm not. I'm just going and how I see it and look, weighing up my variables and the way I look at the fight. I think Eddie is more fastest to win the fight. It's going to be very interesting to see if that left hand lands and how much damage it does and how. I think the crucial thing is how Alvarez reacts. If that lands,
he's
going to
get hit. He's
going to
get fucking hit.
And whether he starts throwing mad shots, he's not going to be able to get away with it. Yeah. I think unless the fight doesn't end within 2 minutes.
Conor take Eddie down?
No, Conor doesn't take Eddie down.
I think he does.
I know, yeah, you're thinking that. But that's, I think, the kind of statement he was trying to make by doing that right at the end of the session, the open workout today, where he sort of replicated what happened to him against Nate Diaz.
I hope he doesn't get staff either. He just rolled around on a fucking wooden floor.
He wasn't on the mats.
No, he wasn't on the mats.
Okay, you know.
Get staff on his back now. That'll all we need.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, I cancelled.
Imagine, Conor has staff from the filthy hall.
Petey, it wasn't me this time.
No.
That's going to happen on Friday as well. You know that.
Oh, stupid.
Petey's ruined UFC New York. That's what you've just done there.
Donald Trump ruined UFC New York.
All right. Okay, he fucking did.
Gary Johnson.
We'll go outside now in a minute. It'll be fucking war out there again.
Will I see if there's anything going on? We'll
just have a quick have them a live update here. And by the way, as well, if anyone wants to get in contact with us, they want us to do some reporting on the streets with the people of New York about any of the riots or shit, just hit us up. Yeah.
No, it's still fucking full flow down there.
Full flow. Yeah. Like, they're literally marching the streets all around. So, let's get out of here and let's call it a wrap. And
find
guys,
weird things to put up.
Yeah,
at home.
That's jeez, Christ, Carol. Now you can't be saying that on the fucking podcast. I'm talking right. Brawls, yeah. Extra special.
That definitely doesn't happen. We don't do
that's
that.
Certainly, I don't. You fucking do, you bloody canary. Right? Okay. Listen, always a pleasure, guys. Do appreciate the support. Do keep subscribing and tuning in. All that.
It's your body. Explore it.
And we will be back, hopefully, on Friday night. Stick to the social networks. You're fucking weird. At Niall McGrath 4, at PT Carl, at Talking Brawls, and at SevereMMA.com. We'll have all the information up there if we're going to do a live show. More than likely, I would say, if we're going to do one, is after the weigh-ins on Friday night, the ceremonial weigh-ins.
I'm the only one before the thing for News Talk. Okay. That's the only thing I have to do for them.
What are you doing on News Talk?
Just doing a 10-minute Facebook Live thing just before the weigh-ins.
Catch it in. And I'll be on.
What are we doing with Daniel Kelly?
I'm on Game On Friday night as well, so tune into that.
They've killed me. I'm dead to them now.
Yeah, because you're with News Talk, obviously.
Off the ball, never had me on. I think I messed up like when I went on or something. I said something mad.
They probably just can't understand you.
Yeah,
you know, like Irish people going to understand me and Americans.
They need to tone down that north
fucking
side.
Dwayne
shite.
Was wrecking my head. He was going, like, fuck, I can't understand you when you're talking like that. Fuck, I don't know, man. I don't think I'm hard to understand. But anyway, listen, always a pleasure.
You think you're hard, though, don't you?
Good fun there, Petey. Give me a little cheers there, and we'll enjoy the rest of the week, guys. Stay posted all over Severe MMA and on this wonderful podcast. Okay, from Niall and Peter in a dangerous, crazy New York.
We're gonna find Paul Dollery, scrape him off some bar in Times Square.
I'm only having a few points, and I'm not going mad again. I've been good this week, and I'll try and keep it up. So from Niall McGrath and PT Carroll
in New York, New York.
It's good luck and good night.